Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So we all have certain phobias, you know, and maybe y'all are going to mention what phobias you have. I never realized how big of a phobia, because like some people are scared of snakes, whatever. I'm not a fan, but I don't freak out. You know, alligators, I've
healthy
dealt
distance
with them a lot. You know, I keep your, they don't really, it's not like, oh my God, an alligator. I've dealt with them on the water and stuff like that. Wildfires, man. That wildfire has just got me shook up every time I turn on the TV or open some page. I didn't know wildfires could be that big of a phobia for me, but that's got to be... It's terrifying, man. Like, you're just surrounded by fire. We mentioned earlier, it looks like hell on those streets. Like, I'm like, and the thing is, it's a California thing. It has been, you know, there's been a lot of instances. A
lot of wildfires.
But it could be anywhere if you get these ingredients. Drought, yeah, we get those here. High winds, we for sure get those here.
Sure.
You know, some numbskull, you know, starting a fire.
95% of wildfires apparently start by humans in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Phobia, I'm not really like a whole lot. I'm sure there's some that I haven't thought of. But that one, I'm like, dude, this could happen literally anywhere with no prediction, you know, no warning.
Yeah, I try not to, you know, lean into like the idea of phobia necessarily in myself, but I got a healthy level of respect for a lot of things that I'm like, hey, we not playing with.
Yeah.
One of those that immediately came to mind is just like knives. Like, you know, obviously not like necessarily like cooking knives, but like somebody has just kind of like a knife.
Careful with that now.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, man, be careful, man. We're not trying to do nothing accidental and do something bad, right?
Yeah.
Heights. With something I'm not comfortable, but it's not gonna like.
But planes, no, just buildings.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's a common one.
Yeah, heights is mine too. Although I was a big roller coaster guy, but when it comes to like being up high and it's just in the building, I don't want to get too close to the edge.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
Like a healthy respect for it. Like I'm not going to like pass out. However, I'm not going to be out here standing right on the edge with just inches away from the edge. Absolutely not, right? What happens if a strong wind comes or whatever? But no, I think you're right. Like, man, these wildfires have been terrifying. One of the things that got me, I think it was, I don't remember which one of these LA stations, but they had, you know how, and this is something, I guess this is a mini confession myself. I absolutely hate that, like, we do the TV thing where we send a reporter to be in the middle of this natural disaster.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you should evacuate, except we're going to send somebody in there. and so there's a dude standing, like, uncomfortably close to like
embers
wildfire stuff
flying all over their heads.
Literally, there are embers that are flying past this dude with his N95 mask on, and he sees somebody evacuating on a bike carrying like pictures and stuff.
Yeah,
and it's just like, what are we doing?
Exactly.
It looks post apocalyptic, being like in the midst of it.
It's so like hell.
It
looks like hell.
At the risk of being cliche again, sincerely, thoughts and prayers with the people that are going through that. I know that for a lot of these kind of a lot of the entities that are doing work out there, you want to kind of send physical goods and stuff for the people that might need it, who might have lost things. But funny enough, and it sounds kind of crass, the thing that those kind of entities need most is money, because they can do things in bulk and kind of more effectively. So if you're so inclined to kind of share,
yes, please do.
Yeah, that'd be a great way of going.
These are my confessions.
The callback that comes on the text line from the 832, phobia of people who drink milk. That is hilarious. Wouldn't call it a phobia. A little distrust, though, to be honest. I realized, as this is a confession in itself, I realized the confessions that I wrote down, both of them used on air already. Because one of them was going to be that I truly and sincerely believe that Cavs Thunder is the best basketball game I've seen in a long time. I was willing to go at least in a calendar year. I sat down for that game. And I felt stuck.
Yeah.
Like, I watched the first 6 minutes of basketball, and I was like, yo, this is really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, these dudes are fine. And shooting at a high clip, driving the ball well, a lot of driving kick, good, quick pass, crisp passing.
Like, third quarter was just ridiculous how good that was. Yeah.
And again, really good defense where I'm like, yo, good switch, good help defense. Like, good, there's not, like, just defensive lapses. It's just good offense beating, you know, or good defense being beaten by better offense. And I was just like, oh. And I legitimately was stuck on my couch for, what was it, 2.5 hours until it ended. And I was like, okay, now I'm free to do other things because I felt like I was in a trance watching the best basketball I've seen.
No, that's a good confession. We didn't really talk about it in a while. So that's more than adequate.
Yeah. Now, I was so locked into this game. I'm like, man, like the pregame is taking a long time. Like it's 6:15. Let's go.
Let's go.
And then the commercials, I'm just like, man, what? Like, why is halftime so damn long?
Yeah, I'm like, get back to sports.
Hey, they didn't want the Kevin and Ellie Duncan. I'm like, what are we doing, man? I don't need no sports in it. Let's get back to the game.
Get back to the game.
These are my confessions.
So it was a clip kind of going around Jason and Travis Kelce on their podcast.
Yes.
And shout out to Sideline Sarah. She do a lot of you know, clipping posts and videos. She do a really good job. I don't know who she is, but she do a good job on social media.
Salute.
But she reposted a video from their podcast pretty much saying Jason and Travis Kelce discuss wild card games, what wild card games are going to be the most electric, and then mention Chargers and Texans. Pretty much saying this is what they had to say on the podcast.
The one that I'm definitely not watching is Houston versus Chargers. I don't know why. That one's like not even, that's the least interesting game to me. Is that fair?
I'm watching it because I think that's probably who you're playing. Teams I'm going to play. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, I thought it was kind of fair. I ain't really take it as a shot. But Jason Kelce,
dog man, it's only how many games this weekend, boy? If you don't sit down and watch this football,
hey, he's busy. Yeah, so got a girlfriend.
So Jason Kelce,
he's got a wife.
Hold on, you guys put Jason Kelce out here
breaking news. Dang, man, I know he worked for FS1.
That's great. Hey,
that's gonna be my next confession. But hey,
but Jason Kelce actually responded to Sideline Sarah's tweet and said this was a response to a YouTube TV hypothetical question: if all games were on at the same time, which four games are you watching?
Yeah.
I am absolutely watching all of the games because playoffs are also. Why would you mislead your followers? And I got to confess, I kind of get where he's coming from, but I didn't really take it like that. I felt like it was kind of a fair question.
It was absolutely fair if it was his actual opinion.
Yeah, I don't think
general.
She really misled what he was saying. And honestly, I felt like if I had to rank all these games, like I would probably rank Chargers and Texans towards the bottom because there's no real drama. Right there to me.
Saturday, 3:30 p.m. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know.
And I've already established. I'm glad that you started with saluting because I do appreciate Sideline Sarah. I think she does some really good work.
Yeah.
Kind of collecting a lot of different audio from different places or videos from different places and bringing them to one place. However, I think I agree with Jason Kelce here because just as you saying that, I did not realize that was the context and it seemed like it was just an individual held opinion that this was a game.
That offers a lot of clarity.
And that clarity means a whole bunch here. Mm-hmm. And I mean, again, how you then take that and like how you interpret that is something else. But yeah, that feels a little different. So I do feel Jason Kelce in this.
But I, even with the clarity, I still feel like it's kind of accurate a little bit.
No, I think so.
And maybe because I kind of follow Jason and I kind of know how they are, what their job is or his job is. I don't think he's just going to skip out on a playoff game.
No.
I don't think he's just going to say, nah, I'm cool on this game. he a football guy.
Yeah.
So he going to watch every single playoff game.
Sure.
So I ain't really take it for him like he's just skipping out on this game because it's boring.
No, I think you obviously Reggie made a good point, but that's a good point. It's still that. It's still that game. These are my confessions. I got to confess, I respect Joy Taylor getting back on the horse, so to speak, at FS1.
You did say horse, right?
But she went.
You all right? You good? What happened?
She went out.
What's the horse name?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
She just
Charlie
like,
the horse.
All this stuff going on. She's like, screw it. I'm going out there. I'm going to do my job. Now.
What you mean? Screw it. It's a work day. You act like this was an act.
Yeah, but you could have asked for time off. Hey, if you need some time for yourself.
You act like this is a statement.
No,
hey,
but
man.
How many bosses would say, hey, if you need some time for yourself to kind of get away, blah, blah, blah. She's like, nah, man.
I feel like that's not how it works when one of the bosses is in the lawsuit.
I will say that I've noticed something, I was going to say very evident, not as evident. She's shopping at Lane Bryant now, man.
Hey, wow.
She's shopping at Lane. Like, her wardrobe.
The Lane Bryant shame.
Oh, yes. Like, her regular wardrobe, that ain't what she's wearing now. She's got the silencers on.
That's wild. But I also think that some of that is reverse shout out. I don't know what that is. But, I think that a lot of that is probably more due to finding out that Jason Whitlock was out here talking about peanut butter skin and all that. Mm-hmm. I bet that creeped her all the way out. Like, nah, yeah. We're putting all this under wraps.
You ruined it for everybody.
You ruined it for everybody.
Especially Tyler Milner.
Wow.
Got those silencers on.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
All right. These are my confessions. Gotta confess. I feel like, yes, the silencers. That the people are surprised by that particular phraseology.
I've always said that.
Unbelievable. I gotta confess that I still feel bad for the way that like people took the milk thing, right? Not the way people took. That's a weird way of saying that. But the way that the milk thing went over. However, I kind of love the audience and how you guys have embraced.
Oh, it's the best.
Because there's that, and now people are doing similar things with phobias. Because people are saying that they got a phobia. Latinos who are putting ketchup on tamales.
Mm-hmm.
Lopez.
On the leftover tamales, I've made it very clear. It's very
Lopez
good.
Lopez is a ketchup eating son of a,
not,
you know what,
not on
tamales.
The fresh tamales that we make, on the leftovers that you warm up in the comal, you know, the little iron skillet type thing.
Okay.
Put a little ketchup on them. Ooh, baby, they're good.
Yeah, they said J-Lo Wildin. That is 100% the taste. More, and I feel like you got to add more. More so than usual. That is the suffix that's necessary there. But yeah, those are your confessions here on a Thursday in the Loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is practice day, and also D'Amico Ryan's giving an address to the media. Let's get that next.